Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
I'd like to know why so much ink is being spilled in the media and so much debate is happening over this self-evident reality that China afflicted the world with COVID-19, with the Wuhan flu, with the China flu, as Trump called it. I mean, this isn't conspiratorial thinking. This is the reality of the geopolitical landscape in 2019 and the sudden onslaught of COVID-19 that has its origins in Wuhan. It was biological warfare, weaponized viral warfare. Welcome to Feet to the Fire, folks. This is your host with a really scratchy low voice. We are waiting for this thing to come back, but we're going to keep going nonetheless. Don't worry. My normal, sultry, pleasing voice coming across your podcast airwaves will be back soon. Sergio Fassa here on Feet to the Fire. The National Pulse reports this. Unearthed Wuhan lab docs show, quote, bat lady Shi Zhengli isolating coronavirus strains for, quote, direct human infection. So this woman, Shi Zhengli, who's become affectionately known in the media as Bat Lady, is the one who was, or one of the scientists in Wuhan that was working with animal coronavirus, bat coronavirus, and altering it, tweaking it, changing it, mutating, however you want to say, to make it compatible with human infection. That's called gain of function research, where you cause a virus to gain function so that it can then be transferred to other organisms. The article from the National Post. Shi Zhengli, the Wuhan Institute of Virology's premier bat coronavirus researcher, celebrated her isolation of a coronavirus strain that could cause, quote, direct human infection in an annual lab report unearthed by the National Pulse. I mean, I guess this is good, this is coming out, but it's absurd that we have to make these arguments. We know where coronavirus came from and what was going on. The admission follows mounting evidence that COVID-19 traces its origins to the Wuhan-based lab and can be linked to risky, quote, gain-of-function research funded by Anthony Fauci, I guess the world's premier government bureaucrat doctor that everybody worships. The guy is a two-bit, rank-and-file liberal. He's a leftist, a plain old leftist progressive. Nothing more special than that, and yet he's worshipped as this genius, all-knowing, all-sensing, ethically pure doctor who only cares about health and wellness. He's a rank-and-file two-bit leftist with an agenda to destroy and tear down Western civilization as we know it. A, quote, longtime collaborator of several Fauci-funded researchers, Shi, also known as Bat Lady, has listed grants from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, the director, on her resume. Shi's biography and research accomplishments, which appear in the lab's 2013 annual report, exclusively unearthed by the National Pulse, augment her ties to the scientific research carried out at the Wuhan Institute of Virology that likely led to COVID-19. So, the reality is not only was this thing weaponized, because remember, as I said, the geopolitical landscape in 2019, Trump was kicking China's butt because he imposed the tariffs, he was beating them economically in a trade war, wrecking house. We were leaps and bounds economically and militarily above China, a just burgeoning, flourishing, free republic. And China is under communism, and as big as they get, and they are getting bigger and stronger, still crippled in comparison to a free republic. And Trump was on his way to re-election. So it's really simple. It's not conspiratorial. I'm not trying to sound like a crazy guy. They had gain-of-function research going on. Whether or not it got out accidentally or was sent out, it doesn't matter. It was weaponized and used to cripple the West, the world, and the Western economy, the American economy, shut everything down, disturb the elections, and then, you know, the rest of the story. After all the shutdowns and all the election law changes, we went into an economic recession, and then all of the cheating, and Trump is removed from office. Perfectly executed by the Chinese and the political left. Now, from the Limbaugh letter from months ago, if you want to hear how the money... See, here's the question. Everybody's saying, did we, i.e., the U.S., meaning, did Anthony Fauci, one of the top dogs in the CDC or the National Institute of Health or something, I don't even know what bureaucratic office he's actually in, but he's like the top doc in the country and controls the funding because that's his bureaucratic arm in the government. Did we send funding to Wuhan to pay for gain-of-function research, which then ended up leading to the coronavirus and then coming back to bite us in the rear end because the virus was unleashed? Listen to this from Real Clear Politics all the way back in April 27th, 2021. Scientists from the U.S. and the Wuhan lab joined up on experiments that involved making bat coronavirus more infectious. That's gain-of-function research. It's controversial because that kind of research could create a lethal virus that escapes and causes a pandemic. So risky is gain-of-function research that the U.S. temporarily halted such studies in 2014. But an exception was made. The gain-of-function research underway by the U.S. and Wuhan scientists was reviewed and approved for continued study by the National Institutes of Health. So we outlawed it in 2014, gain-of-function research, but made an exception in Wuhan, and the exception was approved by the National Institutes of Health. NIH didn't only approve the research, it paid for it with 6 grants of tax dollars, including from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci. So there he is. At the NIAID, which is what we just read in the previous article, Fauci leads that and is actually sending taxpayer money. But how? More taxpayer money from Fauci's Institute and the U.S. Agency for International Development was funneled to the coronavirus research with China through EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit led by Peter Daszak, a zoologist who specializes in viruses transmitted from animals to people. So essentially, the money was funneled from our government through Fauci's lefty cronies and their organizations like this EcoHealth Alliance, and then sent over to Wuhan to subsidize this gain-of-function research, which then ended up trashing our nation. The godfather of gain-of-function virology research, the head of the pyramid, is Anthony Fauci. Basically, he is the one dispersing all the grants for this. He's the one who pushed to turn it back on. The White House put a pause on it, and he undid the pause. That's Josh Rogan, Washington Post, and National Review on April 26th. So, there you go. Also, well, there you go. Here's what I want to know. Why, after all this, is this a headline from the Post-Millennial? Democrats and Republicans demand answers over cruel experiments on puppies. Our investigators show that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of a $375,000 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. And now the new trend on Twitter is hashtag Fauci lied, dogs died. Okay. My point in bringing that up is the politicians are now all righteously indignant because of dog testing that tortured dogs. That's terrible. We shouldn't torture dogs. But are we kidding? The moral incongruity with reality and with truth, how obtuse can you be? That's the concern now of Democrats and Republicans, tortured dogs? How about hashtag Fauci lied and ruined the country and ruined the economy and assisted in the destruction of lives and livelihoods and the economy and the function in our Western culture, shutting us down, destroying for over a year the entire fabric of our nation. Does that matter? Or we just care about dogs now in a sanctimonious way? Unreal. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. I feel like the music came in quick today. Coronavirus came from China. It was biological warfare. Don't believe the hype of the left spin in the media.